Jaya Ratum Patu Vak Kunja Bihari. Jaya Ratum Patu Vak Kunja Bihari. Gopi jana balaba kiri varadavati. Gopi jana balaba kiri varadavati. Yasura nanana prajadano ranjana. Yasura nanana prajadano ranjana. Yamuna tiravana chakti. Yamuna te Ravana chakti. Jai hu Radha Madhuva Kunja Bihari. Jai hu Radha Madhuva Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Hiri Padathauti. Gopi nana malapa idibaru tari. Yasuna nandana brajadana ranjana. Yasuna nandana Braja Jana Vrandavna. Jamuna Tihirabana Chaudi. Yamuna Tihirabana Chaudi. Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunja Bihari. Adha Madhuva Kunja Bihari. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paramahacharya Also Teta Satishi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chananala Bhaktivedanta Gosami Maharishila Prabhupada Jai Iskan Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Goti Vaishnav Rinnikajai Namacharya Shidhuidas Thakur Kajai Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nichananda She had way to get on ha, she was a digor, bakta, brinigajar. She, Radhakrishna. Gopi, Gopinath, Shaima Kunda, Radhakunda, Gidigo Vradan Kijai, Vrindavanam Kijai, Maturadam Kijai, Jagadathasami Kijai, Yamunamai Kijai, Shimadi Lassi Devi Kijai, Samvita Bhakta Vrindi Kijai, Gaur Premananda Hari 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 Bol. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 18th chapter, text 29. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Sa ahataha sapati avishirna mastako mukad vaman rudiram apasmrito asuraha maha ravang vyasur apatat asamirayan girir yata magavata Ayudahataha sa ahatasapari vishir namastako mukadvaman rudiram abasmrito suraha maharavam vyasurapatat samirayan Giriryata makavata ayudahataha sahata sapade vishirna mastako mukadvaman rudiram apasmrito suraha Maharavam Visur Apatat Samirayan Giriryata Makavata Ayudaha Tataha Sahahata Sapade Vishirna Mastako Kanvaman Rudhiram Apasmrito Suraha Maharavam Vyasur Apatat Samirayan Giriryata Mahagvata Ayudhata Hatatha cities. Saha hi pralamba sura ahataha struck sapadi at once vishirna split mastakaha his head mukat from his mouth vaman vomiting Rudiram, blood. Apasmitaha, unconscious. Asuraha, the demon. Maharavam, a great noise. Vyasahu, lifeless. Apatat, he fell. Samirayan, sounding. Girihi, a mountain. Yata, as. Maghavataha, of Lord Indra. Ayudha, by the weapon. Ahataha, hit. Translation, the smash by Balaram's fist, our Palamba's head immediately cracked open. The demon vomited blood from his mouth and lost all consciousness, and then with a great noise he fell lifeless on the ground like a mountain devastated by Indra. You can repeat. Thus smashed by Balaram's fist. Pralamba's head immediately cracked open. The demon vomited blood from his mouth and lost all consciousness. And then with a great noise, he fell lifeless on the ground, like a mountain devastated by Indra. So there's no purport by the followers of his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. The acharyas have very short purport, but I'm going to speak about this verse. Ahata sapadi vishirna mastako Mukhanvaman rudiram apasmrito suraha maharavam vyasura patatsavirayan giriryata makavata ayudahataha. So, Omagana Timidanda Shah, Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshur, Unmiditam Yena Tasmai Shigurvena Maha. So, there's several points I wanted to make about this verse. First of all, it's going to be a little philosophical. We find several of the indirect rasas being manifest here. Does anybody? This is a question and answer session. Which indirect rasas are being manifest here? Go guess. Oh, guess. That's an easy one. Which other one?
Anger.
Which other one? Chivalry. Chivalry on Balaram's part, and also compassion. Because it's compassionate when Balaram kills the demons, right? They get liberated. So you got several of them. I don't think humor is being manifested. Not such a humorous pastime, although we are laughing. So anyway, that's the first point. And the second point was something I mentioned yesterday, is that when the demons are killed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, either Balaram or Krishna, both Balaram and Krishna switch gears and get into their godly mood. As Prabhupada mentions, that it is actually in this Vishnu form that the demons are killed, not in the original, let's say, Eti Changsa Klak Sam, Krishna's Tu Bhagavan Swayam, that Krishna in his intimate coward boy form is not killing the demons. He actually gets into his godly aspect at this point, which also proves that Krishna's Tu Bhagavan Swayam. That Krishna switches gears when he needs to. It's like you have a car, you know, you switch gears. So Krishna switches into his God mood at this point. And as we mentioned yesterday, I think this deserves a little further elaboration. These are the secondary activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the killing of the demons. The primary activities, of course, are his own enjoyment in terms of relating intimately with the devotees, and also attracting us by his intimate activities in Braj, so that we have an impetus to go back to home, back to Godhead. Now, if I just read about Krishna killing the demons, it doesn't give me such an impetus to go back to home, back to Godhead. I'm thinking, all right, you know, it's cool, Krishna kills the demons, but where do I fit in? Hopefully not in the position of Pralambasura. So I would like to fit in more like, well, I'm not saying I'm a coward boy or gopi, whatever, but, you know, it's one of these intimate associates where you get to play with Krishna and watch Krishna do these wonderful activities. So that's the primary purpose of Krishna's coming down, is to enjoy these relationship with his devotees and enjoy and also attract his soon-to-be devotees back to the spiritual world. So these are primary purposes and secondary purposes. And we mentioned also with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's something very similar. He has his primary purpose and his secondary purpose. And the secondary purposes can be accomplished by anyone. So I'll just reiterate what I said yesterday. But even more interesting to me at this particular point is how Balaram has killed Pralambasura. We find in the Brahma Sanghita, what is it? Angani Yasha Sakalendriya Driti Manti, that Krishna and Balaram, because Balaram also has these intimate relationships along with Krishna and Vrindavan. Balaram is a special expansion of Krishna. They have interchangeable senses. And interchangeable senses means they can do anything with any one of their senses. In this particular case, of course, I'm not going to give the example that they can eat with their eyes or see with their fingers. You know, that Prabhupada gives. But one thing is interesting as far as this pastime for me is concerned is they can kill anyway they with all sorts of different implements and different ways. And I'm going to talk about some of those. Here we have Balaram using his fist. Generally, Balaram utilizes his club, and Krishna also has a club too. So here's some examples of different ways the demons have been killed throughout the ages. The first one that comes to mind is the story of Nrisimha Bhagavan. Of course, Nrisimha Bhagavan is a very special incarnation of the Lord because we have a Hiranyakashipu, who is a devotee, beg for the benediction of not being killed by any weapons or by man or by beast. So Krishna had to arrange a very special way to kill him that I think is quite unique. I haven't heard of many other incarnations where Krishna kills with his nails. Actually, there is one other that I can think of. Well, with his fingertips. There's another one I can think of right now. But anyway, we'll get to that in a second. So Krishna kills Hiranyakashipu, or Lord Nrisimhadeva, who was Krishna himself, Advaita Chuta, Anadi Rananta Rupa Majyam Purana Purusham Laviyovanam Cha. We shouldn't think that there are many gods. Like in Hinduism, they always talk about the gods. And, of course, they're generally referring to the demigods. You know, when you go into a Hindu center, you see all these different altars. Everybody gets their own altar, you know, so that's it's a good money-making thing. It's like a mall. Right in the mall, you have different types of shops. You know, for me, I go to the electronic shops. For the ladies, they go into the, what shops do they go to? Anyway, whatever shops they go to, I don't know. They go into, they buy purses. You know, it's just like, it's actually unbelievable how people can spend a long time looking at purses. It just bewilders my mind. Things I cannot understand about this world. So anyway, so getting back to the point. So you have in Hinduism, whatever Hinduism means, which we don't know about, because that's a geographical designation that used to be Sindhu, and people couldn't pronounce the S, so it became Hindu, like that. So you have all these different deities, and you go into one of the temples, and they say, who's your favorite god? You know, these are the gods. And, of course, Krishna is God. Anyway, so, but Krishna has many incarnations, and they're all the same person. And so Krishna is coming down to enjoy. Like Lord Nrsimhadev is enjoying doing that. Like we're talking about indirect rasas. So he's enjoying using his nails, you know, figuring out a way. It's interesting. He enjoys figuring out different ways of killing people. It's a challenge for him. So he'll use his nails in the case of Nrsimha Bhagavan. And then another interesting story is when Balaram killed another rascal, and of course that rascal was Rukmi. And Balaram even used his club, but also to do some dentistry. Because when Balaram was playing chess games with Rukmi, who happened to be his relative, actually. And Prabhupada said, it's not uncommon for these things to happen at marriages. So maybe we should institute the Varnashram, you know, cut and paste, as Mother Ermila was saying the other day, all these different aspects of Varnashram culture and have fighting at marriages and chess games at marriages. Prabhupada says, it's not uncommon for this to happen, to have fighting and killing at marriages. So I don't advise that. But Prabhupada said it's not uncommon. So Varnashram has its challenges. Balaram got really upset with Rukmi, and because Rukmi kept declaring that he was winning the chess game, whereas in fact Balaram was winning the chess game. And this other guy, the king of Kalinga, was showing his teeth. Like that. And Balaram got upset. He used his club in this particular instance to kill Rukmi, you know, like that, and also smash all the teeth out of the mouth of King Kalinga. I mean, this is so ghastly. But Krishna's Rasa Raj, he enjoys all these rasas and doing it in different ways. I mean, it's quite amazing. If you actually think about it, you explain. I mean, it's enough to accept that God likes to dance with girls in the middle of the night. But God likes to kill people in different ways. And he enjoys, and sometimes, I mean, in the case of Parashuram, there are rivers of blood. And a whole lake of blood was made from that. I mean, you can't get more ghastly than that. I mean, I don't think there's any movie that you've seen on TV. Of course, nobody watches TV. On the internet, that's as ghastly as that. You know, rivers of blood. And so, another example of how Krishna kills people, you know, with Krishna and Balaram, we're talking interchangeably at this particular point, is by wrestling. When Krishna was wrestling, and Balaram was also wrestling, Chanura Mushtika, who were arranged by Kamsa to kill him, they just... Actually, they twirled him in the air And the wrestlers lost their life there, and then they smashed him on the ground. And then Krishna killed his own uncle, Uncle Kamsa, by dragging him on the ground. Not only that, he dragged the body around afterwards. Talk about ghastly. I mean, it's just, Krishna is so amazing. I mean, yesterday we were talking about how Krishna gives the devotees extreme anxiety and fear. And then here we're talking today, I mean, people wouldn't believe this about God, isn't it? That the devotees have extreme anxiety when Krishna goes on to the Kaliya Lake to chastise Kaliya. The devotees are just like fainting, they're losing their lives. And I mean, it's incredible. And then here we have Krishna just like smashing the demons, or Balaram in this particular case, the head splits open, the vomit comes out the mouth. It's like that. And all right, so here's some more stories. I just was inspired by hearing how Balaram killed Pralambasura. Then you have when Krishna entered Mathura, there was this one washerman. This is how Krishna uses his fingers, nails again. There's one washerman who just wouldn't give Krishna clothes. You know, Krishna wanted to dress up like, you know, nicely. If you go to Mathura, you're not supposed to just dress like an ordinary coward boy. You better have some fine clothes. So Krishna thought, well, you know, I better use the clothes that they're washing for Kamsa. And so there's this washerman who was washing the clothes, and he said, give me the clothes, and the washerman refused, and Krishna took his nails and separated the head of the washerman. Can you imagine? Krishna, the point is, Krishna can do anything with any part of his body, so he just like took the head off. That's extremely ghastly. I mean, Krishna walking around, not walking around, but Krishna taking the head and throwing it on the ground like that. And that's another instance of ghastliness. And then another way that Krishna has killed demons, you know, you say, well, uses his hands, uses his club. All right. So what else does he use? Well, he uses his mouth sometimes to kill demons. In the case of Putana, Putana came up. Putana had poison on her breast. And Krishna, killed her with his mouth. I mean, it's just like, Krishna is so amazing, isn't it? How he has all these inventive, wonderful ways of killing people. And then, so you think, well, there's no more ways than that. Krishna has actually just exhausted all of his alternatives. So then there's the demon Trinavarta. And Krishna, you know, he pulls Krishna up, and he's up in the air, and Krishna kills him with his weight. He's a little boy, and then Krishna manifests so much weight because, you know, Krishna, in one sense, Krishna is everything. He can manifest the weight of the whole universe. Even the yogis can do that. Yogis can make themselves bigger than the biggest, small than the smallest, heavier than the heaviest, or lighter than the lightest. So Krishna makes himself so heavy that this demon falls to the ground and dies. So Krishna kills by weight. And then, all right. That's it. You may think Krishna, you know, he's exhausted all of his alternative ways of killing people. And then you have the Agasura demon. Agasura demon, of course, is the big snake demon, and the coward boys, they marched into the mouth of the Agasura demon. And Krishna, of course, Krishna at this point was wondering what to do. This is sort of the same thing where Krishna switches gears. You know, one point he's a coward boy, another point he remembers, yeah, I'm God. I can do these things. I was also remembering like Hanuman's story too. Hanuman is one of my favorite personalities, my role model. That Hanuman was actually cursed to forget his powers. So when it came time to search for Sita Devi to cross over the ocean, Setu Banda, to cross over the ocean, then Jambavant has to remind Krishna of his power, remind Hanuman of his powers. Say, hey, you have all these powers. Hanuman was cursed because he was quite a rascal when he was young and harassed the sages. And then as soon as he was reminded of his powers, he, you know, expanded himself, jumped off the hill, and it was such a jump that there was a vacuum created behind Hanuman, and all the trees and boulders, they were actually sucked behind Hanuman as he was crossing over Lanka. Anyway, let's get back to Krishna. So with Agasura demon, the coward boys marched into the mouth of the Agasura demon looking at Krishna, and then Krishna was wondering, because he was still playing the part of a coward boy at that point. And then came time to switch gears. Oh, I'm God. Okay, I can do it. It's interesting how in these pastimes with the demons, Krishna actually switches gears at a particular point. You know, from his thinking, I'm just a coward boy, you know. What am I going to do about this situation? To the point of, you know, I'm God. Because, you know, perverted reflection of that is all these different stories, like even the Popeye story where he eats spinach and he becomes strong. And so then Krishna marches into the mouth of the Agasura demon, expands himself. So that's another way that Krishna kills. He expands himself in this fortunate demon. You know, he just, life air pops out. And then Krishna goes out, and then the soul actually enters into Krishna at that particular point. Such an interesting way of killing. And then another way that Balaram and Krishna had of killing was just like throwing the demon up in trees. Demons up in trees, like the Dhenukasura. You know Dhenukasura? The ass demon. Sorry for that four-letter word. Donkey, sorry. He just like whipped him around like by the hind legs and just like whoop, threw him up in the trees. And it describes that there were all the fruits, of course, came down at that particular point, because that's a good way of getting fruits off of the tree by throwing donkeys into the tree. Don't try that at home. And so that's another way that Balaram and Krishna killed the demons. Of course, Balaram killed Dhenukasura, but Krishna also killed some of the other demons by throwing them up in the trees. And then, anyway, just thinking about all these interesting ways, proving the point that Krishna can do anything with any one of his senses. He's not restricted like us. You know, if I have to kill someone, of course I haven't killed anyone lately, if I had to kill someone, you know, I'd probably use a gun or a sword or a knife or something like that. You know, whatever. I don't have any other way. I don't think I could bite them to death. Or Krishna can do anything. So another interesting story is the Arishtasura demon, where Krishna just basically thrashed him. He grabbed him by the horns, you know, thrashed the guy and killed him in such a way like that. And then another instance, so many stories. And then another instance is Krishna uses his fist to kill a demon. There's the Keshi demon, the horse demon. So Krishna just like shoves his fist into the mouth and kills this demon, and the life air pops out of the demon in such a way. Such an interesting God we have. I'm mentioning God because he's acting as God when he kills the demons. He's not acting as a coward boy anymore. I mean, still the same garb, but he's acting in his godly nature. And then another interesting one was, of course, Sudarshan Chakra disc is the common thing that we think of as the Lord's weapon and the club. And another one was, this isn't in Vrindavan, this is outside of Vrindavan. There was this one demon who said he was God. And he was wrote a letter to Krishna saying, Krishna, you better give up all your implements, you know, these signs of Vishnu that you're holding on to, because you're just a phony. And And so he wrote this letter, and then Krishna came across him, and this guy, Pondruka, of course, he had his extra two arms. It's an interesting picture in the original Krishna book. It looks like he just used twine to tie his arms on or something like that. Extra two arms, so he had four arms. And Krishna said, all right. The guy said, give me your weapons. And Krishna said, okay, here's the first one. And then Krishna uses his chakra and cuts the demon's head off. I mean, it's all ghastly. Ghastly and chivalry. And some of them Krishna's angry, and some of them Krishna's not angry. In the Pondruka one, he wasn't really angry. He just said, okay, here it is. Catch. And the Balaram here, Balaram's angry. Now he's angry. Why is he angry? Actually, he's angry because he's, the Acharyas describe, because he's been separated from his friends. Not because he's getting a nice piggyback ride. He's angry because he's separated from his friends. He wants to enjoy with his friends. That's why he's exhibiting anger at this particular juncture. So anyway, so that's Pondruka. And then again, you have the story of Dvidvita, where Balaram uses his hand again. Dvidvita was this gorilla. Actually, he was a nice gorilla in the beginning, but he was associating with Bomasura, who was Krishna's son. Krishna's son who just took the wrong path. And actually, Krishna even had to kill his own son, Bomasura. Pretty heavy, isn't it? Krishna killing his own son, because he got permission from his wife to do it. Such a bummer. But anyway, so Balaram killed Dvidvita, a gorilla, with his hand. And then you have the Shishupal story. It's another chakra story, where Shishupal had the benediction he can commit 100 offenses without being killed by Krishna. And Krishna was counting down, and Shishupal was making offenses, and eventually Krishna just like sliced off his head with the Sudarsan chakra. And then there's another, so many demons. I mean, I just listed some of the demons for our edification here. There's Dantavakra, Krishna killed with his club, and Bakasura, Krishna just like used his hands and bifurcated Bakasura. Kalyavana, Krishna didn't even do it himself. Kalyavana was too moochy for him to deal with. So Krishna just ran away from him. So Krishna killed him by running away from him. He thought, I don't want to mess up my hands with this actual demon. So he just ran away, ran into a cave, and hid in the corner of the cave, in the same cave. Muchukunda was there. And this Kalyavana thought that Muchukunda was Krishna. Kalyavana kicked Muchukunda, get up and fight. Muchukunda had a benediction. Whoever disturbed his sleep would just be blasted with a laser beam from his eyes. And I know, modern descriptions. Just trying to make it understandable for all you poor souls. And Kalyavana just like instant cremation. So that's really interesting. So finally, I'd like to talk about how Lord Chaitanya kills people. And he kills people because, as we've heard many times before, that the demon and the devotee, they're actually in the same body. And I can attest to that. That's firsthand experience I have of that. Practically all of us, we have these demoniac tendencies. And so, you know, we basically have to control them. So so Lord Chaitanya kills the demon through the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Sango Pangatra Parshadam Yagyahi Sankirtana Prayar Yajantihi Sumedasa Krishna Varnam Trishta Krishna Sango Pangatra Parshadam. So Lord Chaitanya's astra, astra means like weapon, sango pangastra parshanam, and also his devotees are his weapons too, but parshanam, yagyahi sankirtan prayar yajantihi sumedasa. By this chanting of the Lord's holy names, He's killing the demons in Kali Yuga. Dinahina yatachilo harinam udarilo. That if one actually chants, then your demoniac propensities will be gone. So what are demoniac propensities? I mean, we're not really like that demoniac, hopefully, as Palumbasura and Bakasura. But what the demoniac propensity is, I and mine, the false ego, thinking that you're the proprietor, Ishwaroham Ahambogi Siddhoham Balaban Sukhi. I'm the proprietor, I'm the enjoyer, I am happy. You know, I remember my mother telling me this many times. The opposite of that is that Pokaram Jakatapasam Sarva Lokamaheshram Suvidam Sarvabhutanam Gyatma Mam Shantim Richati. The Krishna is the enjoyer. Krishna is the proprietor. Krishna is the friend. He's the well-wisher. And the only way to come to that realization, to give up these upadis, these designations based upon our false ego, is to chant the holy names purely. And I was asked a question last night in my Zoom class about devotees who have been chanting for like 30 or 40 years and they still have all these demoniac propensities. How is that? Is it that the holy name is not working? But actually, it's because they're not employing the holy name in the right way. Just like if you have a weapon, let's say a gun. Use an Arjuna, Sri Arjuna example. If you have a gun, you have to learn how to point it. You know, or else you end up shooting yourself. So the holy names are like that too. You have to know how to chant, avoiding the offenses, with the proper mood, crying out, as Prabhupada said, Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram, crying out for Krishna. I am suffering in this horrible material world. Actually, the translation you all have is not accurate in the book, because it's Vishame Bhavambudo, this horrible material world, miserable material world. And so we have to be chanting with our emotions, not just like a robot, not just like automatically. And then Lord Chaitanya's weapon, the holy name, will destroy the demoniac propensities in our own heart. And we can actually see our advancement or judge our advancement by how much those propensities are disappearing and how much the godly propensities are manifesting. So, on that happy note, all glories to His Divine Grace.